This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by HelloFresh.com. I want to thank them for supporting us here on WDW Today. You, yes, you, I'm looking at you right now. You're driving down the road and you're thinking, I'm hungry.
You're also thinking, how is he looking at me?
I have eyes. I'm omnipotent. That's the right word there, right?
That's omnipotent. All knowing.
What's all being?
No, omnipotence, all powerful.
No, what is where I'm everywhere?
Omniscient. No, that's all knowing.
Omnipresent.
There you go. There we go, scholar. All right, receive $30 off your first week of deliveries when you go to HelloFresh.com and use the offer code WDW30. That is $30 off your first week of deliveries. Go to HelloFresh.com and use the code WDW30. And now, on with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, March 7th, and this is episode 1603 of WDW Today, and we're on the high seas, boys.
What?
So right now, we are recording this a little bit early because we will be on a cruise ship.
Can I get a cruise?
We'll be right now at the sail away party.
When you're listening to this, we're gonna be drinking what did I call it? A bushwhacker in this hand.
Hey, Grease, what are you drinking about?
I'm drinking about the pot cruise.
You're gonna be I'm gonna have the pina colada strawberry daiquiri swirl.
I'm gonna have
that they always upcharge you
headphones
on.
In playing the pina colada song,
which Will then learned
all the time.
Will learned recently he hates that song.
Don't like the verses.
I just need to know how many bushwhackers it's gonna take for me to have enough guts to do the belly flop contest.
I'm gonna guess that you're not gonna have a single bushwhacker on that boat.
I don't know if they'll provide that.
Oh, because they don't make them.
They're gonna make them. I don't think that they have it.
I don't feel
they
like they
definitely
do
will make them.
They will on a carnival ship.
Okay, you know I'm going to Senior Frogs.
You want to have money
they
on
will
this right
probably
now?
There.
Senior Frogs probably will have a bushwhacker.
I think they've Senior Flogs in Orlando too, so we could start.
Senior Flogs is at a different resort.
I don't know what I think about this place, because you go in there and they've got all these drink specials and you order them and none of them taste like alcohol. But then you walk out of there and you're like,
it's called a sugar buzz.
Ryan just said, how many times will Grease end up in Pod Cruise jail?
Six.
He's been in a fake jail on a cruise ship one time.
Yeah, you're in jail once. Hold on, let's start the show. Let's take a breath here. We are on Facebook Live. We've just did last week's episode, so you're coming right after this. That's why.
We've exhausted all of our Disney knowledge for the week.
So we are taking your listener questions, and we're doing them live. So if you have a question, feel free to put them in on your Facebook page or on our Facebook page on the comments, and I'll get to as many of those as possible. Hopefully they're Disney centered and not just trying to get us in trouble. So let's see. Jessica said, how about, do you guys have the meal plan when you go, or do you have annual passes and save 20% each meal? I have an annual pass. I do not save the 20% each meal, because isn't that, or do you save 10%?
Depending on the restaurant, some of them have offered 20% the last year.
Okay, that's right. And then you can obviously get the Tables in Wonderland option. I don't do that. It just hasn't been worth it yet for me.
Is there some sort of discount?
Almost every place. Almost. Not everywhere.
But not as high as 20.
If you like to drink adult beverages.
Get the Tables in Wonderland.
Get Tables in Wonderland, hands down.
How much is it now, though? It's expensive. It's over $100. Yeah. See, the first year we did it was $70. And I was like, okay, this makes sense. But it didn't include adult beverages. I don't believe. Now, though, I mean, on top of my annual pass to plop down another $100+. I know even if it makes me money, it saves me money, I still don't like forking that out.
That's like three HIPAA bottom eye ties at Trader Sam's. You've paid for it.
Yep. Oh man. I'm an annual pass holder. I think Terry is. Yeah. I don't know if the other guys, you're not AP.
I used to be, but
you're like a DVC family.
I have an AP pass.
DVC now.
It Will has an annual pass, so three of us are annual pass holders.
Mine's lapsed right now just because I'm in that like season where I know I'm not going.
That's the thing, because I think at my during this week, I think it's when mine expires, so I have to check and see. Maybe it's in September now. I don't know. I remember I re-upped at a weird time.
I have a question about this, and y'all can help me. So I'm going in October, and I am debating whether or not to do the annual pass or not. So, and the issue being is that I think we might go again the following year, but just kind of do it like a week earlier than whatever. So I get a 2-for-1. However, I'm not going as many days as it would allow, but two things. One, is the discount in food going to help in that bridge the gap? And two, should I just get one for myself, yep, utilize the discounts, and then get park hoppers for the rest of the family?
It depends on now, the problem is this used to be very clean cut. Like, yep, if you were going 10 days or 11 days, it was break even. But now with the price changes, you know, throughout the seasons, it makes that a little hairier.
Well, that was straightforward before hoppers expired.
Yeah.
Where you could buy like a 10 day and then just use it.
Yeah.
Right now they kind of expire after, was it 14 days after first use?
Yeah, something like that.
So that means you have to buy another hopper.
Right.
So the rule of thumb in general is if you're going twice in a 12 month period,
for multiple days.
Like if you're going 2 days twice, I would imagine.
2 days twice?
I would, yeah.
Oh my goodness, I can't be that. That to me sounds
2 days. Maybe 3 days. 2 3-day hoppers.
Because I know it's gonna be.
What is a 3-day hopper right now?
Maybe it's
gonna be $1,400 for my family of four, which one is an infant technically.
Yeah.
So three tickets, park hoppers for 5 days is gonna be about $1,400.
Yeah, and then if you're getting, it depends, I guess, on which pass you're getting too. Are you going to, it depends if you're getting the ones with blackout dates, with no blackout dates. I mean, there's so many variables
now. That was the question. The new passes, if you go on there, none of them have blackout dates. The regular, and then the plus, on the regular one, the season pass, the annual pass, it says there's no blackout dates.
So a 3-day ticket with park hopper option is, with tax included, $394.05.
Okay.
Yeah, it was $346 at the list.
And what does an annual pass run you right now?
I think $849. So $849, and it says on there admission
Disney
for
Platinum Pass.
Yeah, plus? Disney Platinum.
Without the water parks.
It's the Platinum Pass is $849.
Yeah, but then look at that. First line, it says admission for a year to all four theme parks, no blackout dates.
Yeah, that's the...
And that's the regular pass. So I guess they're adding value for that price hike that they just had?
Well, some don't. There are ways to get the blackout passes. If for one you're a DVC member, you can purchase the what's called the gold pass. Florida residents can purchase the gold pass. And I think there's two passes below that. They can buy like an after 5 pass that just gets them in the parks after 5 p.m.
Is your other daughter 3?
Just up.
She's 3, right?
Yes.
So you would have to buy a ticket for
currently right
her.
Now.
Yes, you'd have to buy
when
a ticket
go,
for her.
When we go, she'll be 4 5.
I know, I was making sure.
But my other daughter will be under 2 the entire time.
Right. Here is what I would say. One thing that also you need to look into, and it's been the saver for us to make sure we do it actually, is not only do we go on enough dates for it to matter, but is you get the unlimited photos. If you buy the photos,
pretty huge.
If you buy the photos from Disney, you're going to make up your money weirdly quick.
Because it's like $100 each hopper, right?
Yeah, like, something like that. And for this, if you have an annual pass, it's just included for your whole family for whatever you scan your card. And then
I guess my question
including on ride, you know.
For me, like just having one annual pass.
You get all those perks. So that may be the best bet.
Might be.
I mean,
as long as they're with you. Now, if they separate from you, they're even little times a stickler on, like, let's say,
I'm not in the photo technically or something.
Not necessarily that. Yeah, some of that, but that's a little bit hazier. Like if you weren't in the photo, they don't really care. If you're there to scan the card. But I have had like for your discounts and merchandise, I've had them not let me do it. If let's say Will is with me, I was like, oh, I can get a discount. No, they would make me pay for it. Now sometimes they'll be fine with it, but I've had times where they've been sticklers on.
But family though. I mean, that's a buddy.
I've had like my mom be like some same last name and everything went with me and they would not do it. Now, most of the time they'll just be like, fine, we'll do it. But you can get a little reluctancy there. But for the most part, if you're putting it on your credit card, it doesn't matter. I'm saying if they were buying it and you wanted to try to get a discount for them, that could be an issue.
Right.
Or same thing, if you wanted to get a discount and they wanted to pay for dinner, that could be an issue.
Right. I guess I'm just trying
to. Or free parking too.
I feel like I'm going to spend the same amount of money regardless. I'm just trying to like. Not have to.
Well, two things
do
I would
it all
say.
Up front is my
2 4-day passes is probably 2 4-day trips would be like your break even point without pictures. And that second year, there's 100% going to be a price increase between now when you go in 11 months, you know, when you go
Got
in
it.
October.
All right.
So, you know, 18 months from now, there will be at least one Disney price increase, maybe two or three.
Right. To me, the perks are worth it, and that is you get your discounts.
Free parking
Free parking if you're not staying on site, and the photos. Those things alone, they're not that they make up the cost, but you're talking about hundreds of dollars that is not you're not having to spend.
20% off merchandise.
Yeah.
Which I feel like...
It's okay.
Gotta spend some merchandise money.
Yeah. I mean...
All right. Well, cool. I just had... Because I'm having to think about this now. Now, if I bought them now...
You can redeem them.
It doesn't start until I swipe.
Till the first day.
Unless you buy them, like... Unless you say when you're going on the pod cruise, you swing by and buy them at Disney from, like, the gate and don't use them when you go. If you buy them, like, at the front of the park, those are active right away.
They are.
Because they assume...
I thought it was the first time you ding in. I'm not sure, though.
Because I'm pretty sure mine hasn't dinged in yet.
I'm pretty sure Will hasn't. He's had it for 2 years.
Don't chance it.
But you did it before. You would pre-order yours
before
you
got it. We had pre-ordered, that's right. All right, I'm not sure about that, but you can check. All right, want to take a quick break and tell you about our friends at HelloFresh. Yeah, my mom is now a subscriber to HelloFresh.
She's a
proud
HelloFresher.
She listened here, and now she like will call me almost every week and be like, can you believe how awesome this is? Look what I've cooked.
Why don't you tell her to call me? I love that stuff.
Well, I could tell. I mean, you call anyone.
Well, I'm just saying, like, because the meals... The reason I love them so much is because they list the calories. And I'm on a diet right now because of the pod cruise.
Yeah, right now. So this is the end of it for you. But yes, everything comes pre-measured too. Pre-measured and pre-labeled meal kits so you know which ingredients go with which recipe. So it's pretty nice. It's pretty easy to handle. Also, there's a wide variety of chef-curated recipes that change weekly. You can also choose from three different plans. I'm pretty sure my mom chooses the classic. She seems like a classic because now she's mainly just cooking for... herself and my dad, but they have family options. They have a veggie option. They have a classic option. They have veggie for you going on that. You still plant based?
I gave up on that whole shenanigan weeks ago.
I've personally enjoyed these meals. I think they're great. I have enjoyed. You know, Matt and I have talked about the grease, not a lot. I've talked about the best burger we've ever had. Is always at HelloFresh, and it's always great. And
hey, grease, what can you add to that burger?
Nothing. You don't need
to
add.
No, what's on it?
No, it's some sort of like onion jam stuff.
The jam,
like
that's what I was wondering.
It's their patented stuff, and I mean,
I'm
telling
you, I meant put it on the burger.
The best part about it is like no matter what burger they send you, there's always like a little asterisk at the bottom, like here's how to make the onion jam or whatever.
Right,
no,
everyone is
so you can make it every time. It's so good.
Each week, there's also a 20-minute meal. So if you don't like that 30 minutes, it's just too long. You're like...
I don't have time for Rachel Ray.
I don't have time for 30 minutes. Give me a 20-minute meal. I want to be able to listen to this podcast by the time it's done. I want a full meal. Each week, you will get that 20-minute meal on the classic menu. It's great. Also, it makes it easy to cook, and it's delicious. Balanced dinner. And you know how much it is, Will, per meal? Less than
$30?
Less than $10
what?
A meal. Whoa.
Are you kidding me?
Bring back the excitement of cooking. Look forward to your weekly HelloFresh box delivery, knowing dinner just got easier.
So to make the tomato onion jam, you heat 1 tablespoon of...
No, you can't reveal that.
Oh, so people sorry.
People got to subscribe. They go to HelloFresh.com.
That's where I got the recipe.
Oh, well, I don't know these things. HelloFresh.com. Use the code WDW30 to get $30 off your first week of deliveries. That is, one more time, HelloFresh.com. Use the code WDW30. And how much you get off your first week of deliveries, Will?
No.
Enough. $30. That's right. $30 off your first week of deliveries. Again,
it's like three free
them.
Meals, y'all.
You said that kind of like you. Like, I feel like that's how your sister would have said it. Like, that sounded like a way Carol Beth says. Like, you get that's three free meals, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't lying.
And now,
back to the show. Oh, man.
I have an update from 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Which we didn't do. Yeah. 2 weeks ago, three weeks ago of time,
2 shows ago,
how we were, you were asking when my daughter would go.
Ooh.
Had that conversation over the weekend.
Okay.
No.
Never.
Never is the answer. No. So it was funny because my wife was actually talking to my sister who is in town, who lives in Orlando. So we, you know, there's a good chance we'll be down there to visit her regardless of, so family, you know, you go down there. So, but instead of planning like a trip for our daughter. And so she was kind of asking my sister for more insight, like, oh, what are some of your friends? What do they do when they have children as far as going to Disney? What age do you think?
And my sister surprisingly was actually like, you know, could be fun to get in there just for like a partial day, when if you, especially if you're down visiting when she's two, so that it's free.
Yep.
And she gets to see the princesses and do all that fun stuff. And you also don't have to like stress out about hitting everything.
Yep.
So my mom was like, oh, that's a good idea. And then like, she'd be like, maybe then, and then like five. Yep. When she can really enjoy it. So yeah, those are kind of the...
My oldest, we went when she was two for the first time, and we've been to Disneyland since then. But we were at Disney World, and I mean, it was great for her. It was super fun. But on the other side of things, just me being a dad, like that was super cool.
Right.
Like,
I was like, it's completely different.
Yeah, because it's real. At that point, it's still real. It's all, right. You know, it's the fantasy come to life.
I mean, she saw Mickey for the first time, and it was like we were at a Justin Bieber concert when she was 13. You know what I mean?
I think they did officially announce that Mickey gonna stop talking in like the beginning of May or something like that. I'll have to find the date.
Oh, man.
So, sadly, talking Mickey, according to reports.
No more awkward conversations about playing cards with Mickey.
Never happened to me.
Do you never do that, Mickey? Or do you never... Yeah.
I'm bummed about that because I think that was cool tech, and I hate when cool tech eventually just gets reverted back because they seem to have technical issues and don't move forward with it. It's an unfortunate thing. Oh, man. Let's see what other comments or questions we got here.
Proud of you, Will.
Thank you.
A lot of people are asking, is DVC worth it? Well, you can ask that to Terry. I think it depends on the person.
Yeah. Was it worth it 10 years ago to purchase directly from Disney? Absolutely. It's gotten pretty expensive, but... You know, if you go and regularly pay, I mean, Grease just used the DVC rental store to rent points.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the non-dues part of it. but yeah, no, I tend to, I mean, by the time you go through Disney and get like a budget room, like you just can check and see on DVC point purchase programs or whatever, the one.
I mean, you're at the Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Oh, I mean, like... Crazy Savannah upgrade
from the Pop or All Star Music, I think is what you.
No, it was Pop Century, just a regular garden view room,
regular garbage room,
garbage room. No, I will say, I mean, the room is not. I mean,
it's Holiday Inn.
It's Holiday Inn.
Well, like not even an Express Holiday Inn.
Like, but then it was like Terry was like, "Dude, you do know that you can like stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge and like wake up with a giraffe outside your window?" Mm-hmm. And I said, "Tell me more.
Don't open the window."
And then he told. It's like literally. I am paying like $500 more for a week to have that experience versus the other.
Yeah. And Anne asked, do you find any value in becoming a DVC member if you don't have children?
No kids.
You don't have children. No. You've been a member for 20 years.
For 10 years, yeah. We've been a member for 10 years. And definitely, at this point, if like we just stopped using it, I feel like we've gotten every penny out of it, our value, two times over.
I think a lot of people say, if you're dedicated to going to Disney World... Every year.
Or every other year.
But like your vacations are Walt Disney World. It may be worth it for you. For me, though I'm definitely going to go in a year, it just doesn't make sense for me financially. And the down payment is a bit of a harsh reality, I think, right now.
Yeah, and it wasn't. It was.
Right, it wasn't crazy. Mm-hmm. Now I feel like it's, I don't know where it's at right now, but the last time I looked, I was like, ooh, that's not. It depends on where you buy.
I think we put $500 down when we bought.
I mean, okay, that's fine.
$500,000?
No.
It's $500,000. I have
vacation
I have
for free for the rest of your life
in the castle. I mean, I get it one night a year.
If we bought the same amount at the same resort when we bought, the price has tripled in 10 years. Almost to the penny.
Yeah, I think that's the same thing with my parents.
So,
the DVC thing.
You know, obviously, if you're trying to be budget conscious and don't necessarily have to have all the perks, and, you know, you may want to think about doing... Like purchasing a resale contract, or just get something small. You know, start with
putt-putt golf.
You know, you can get 100. You can get 100 points.
You don't want to go to the parks.
Now, how many points did I don't
what
remember
was
how
the
many,
Key West one or whatever? I can't remember what.
How many points was yours for the week? I forgot.
Like 96.
96 points. So you could buy a 100-point contract. Go to the Animal Kingdom Lodge for a week with a Grease in October.
Mm. Yeah.
The thing
sounds,
I look at
sounds like a good time to me.
So are we branding it that?
The perks a week is with something that is the attraction for me because. I like a good perk. Mm-hmm. I like a good, you joined us here, you're in a club, you get something for it.
Yeah.
It's exclusive. I hate that when you're a resale, you don't get any of the perks. It's even like looking at Club 33. That's something that people have been talking about. No invitations have gone out for Club 33 yet in Walt Disney World. They did put the if you didn't see, they put the bell and the door at Epcot now, so you know where that Club 33 is, obviously the upstairs of the American Adventure. But now outside is an entrance, so that's kind of cool. The price point's pretty high, but it's not that much more. I don't think it is more than Disneyland. What we right now don't know are really what the perks are. Is it just four lounges? And if it's just four lounges, then I don't think that's worth it. But if you get all these crazy perks on top of it, is where you start to go, is that value worth it to you? And that's for me, that's where I look at it. The DVC is not a value to me to just buy it. It's just not. But if it was, you buy in, here's some really cool stuff you get. Now they've thrown the parties and all that, and that looks like a lot of fun. That's more attractive to me. Your Top of the World Lounge, that's attractive to me. Your Epcot Lounge, not as attractive to me.
Come on, man. Freestyle Coke machine?
They got freestyle Coke machine. Got some Sun Chips. Mm. It's like a Subway without sandwiches.
They that's have the Harvest about. Cheddar or Harvest Garden Tomato Sun Chips.
Maybe.
If they do, bears. I'll pay a
gummy
premium.
Bears. A Subway without the sandwiches sounds like a horror movie. Like, that just sounds like a
it
dead end.
It smells like Subway, and you're like, why does it smell this way? What is that? Is that a good smell? Is it a bad smell? I'm still not sure.
I feel like if there's not sandwiches, it's a bad smell.
If they're not making bread.
Right. Something's wrong.
And it's a human and I, in the back being human. Sliced up.
I hope the perks.
Camel bones.
That they have for Club 33 members in Orlando are as great as they are in Disneyland, because they are.
We'll see.
Guaranteed parade viewing and front
yeah,
rows.
And you get an allocation of fast passes pretty much every day.
Every day.
So, you know, to me, there are things that are very valuable, Club 33 in Disneyland. And that's the same thing with DVC, is I feel like if they added even more to that, where I'd go, okay, I still probably couldn't put the money down to feel like I justified it. But I know right now, I think Golden Oak residents, the only people have gotten their Club 33 invites. And even those people have not really revealed, or they haven't revealed to them, exactly what you get with that. Now, we do know that the four locations are pretty much confirmed, which is in the Magic Kingdom, you have an area in Adventureland, kind of by Skipper Canteen, I believe. You have in, like I said, the American Adventure in Epcot. You have, is it the back room of Tiffin's or something like that in Animal Kingdom?
Oh, yeah. Something like, I haven't seen where that one officially is.
And then,
is.
Like, by the Backlot, not Backlot Express, by the, what was it called? The catwalk, the former the catwalk, dang it, I forget what it's called, in Hollywood Studios. This is where I start, you know, slurring my words here, but I don't know. I'm talking about the catwalk, the old catwalk lounge. That's what it was, catwalk lounge in
what
Hollywood Studios. Sounds, you know what I'm
cool.
talking about?
No,
sounds real cool.
It was cool, and now it's going to be Club 33 catwalk bar. Yeah, I'm not crazy. So that's sort of the four rumored things. Look at the catwalk bar; it's pretty cool. I'm trying to see where else there is. And you can see they put the elevator inside the Brown Derby. Like, there are things happening or the door to bring on Club 33.
I'm just afraid it's going to be a big flop, to be honest with you. Not that it won't sell out, but just that it's going to be kind of lame.
Well, like, right now they even said, like, is one a full-on restaurant? And if it's not, then also kind of a bummer. Where would you want the restaurant?
Catwalk bar.
Look at the picture of the catwalk bar. You would have liked it back in the day.
Every time someone says that name, that's my new thing.
You guys got any other questions? Feel free to put them in. Let's see. I know a lot of people are just saying stuff.
I actually read an interesting article over the weekend about the coming of Star Wars Land and how at Disneyland.
Star Wars Land. They said that like I say recluse.
How they're logistically starting to fill up empties.
Oh, I almost did a coffee spit take all over this place.
How they're having to prepare for the masses that are coming. You know, how they're taking over the old Aladdin in Disneyland, the old Aladdin's Oasis area. So it'll be interesting to see what else comes to Hollywood Studios to basically eat people who are there to go to Galaxy's Edge.
Not going
to
go. Don't
want
to get eaten. Star Wars, what would you call it? Star Wars Land sounds cool.
Star.
But I don't want to go and
Wars
get
Land.
E10.
You guys ever go to Wars Land?
Which war? The Star Wars.
This one's in the stars. Space.
Oh,
Star.
Oh, jeez.
I like just Wars Land. It's better. It's
Wars Land.
It's much scarier.
I don't know.
That is the dystopian
it's
Banksy
all,
version.
All of the wars.
Oh.
All of them.
The Banksy version.
Did you just war say 1812?
Spanish American.
I know what you're talking about.
You remember Banksy did Dismal Land or whatever it was?
Yeah.
This will be, they'll do just Wars Land. And it's just.
It's a post apocalyptic wasteland.
All wars, but mostly.
It'd be terrible.
Mostly the World War.
Chris just said, and this is a real positive sounding comment, Chris going on the pod crew. So, Chris, you're right now with us and whether that's good or bad, we'll see. With the terrible transportation into Magic Kingdom and the terrible future plan with the gondolas, have you guys thought of any better form of transportation that's more reliable to get
into
the park?
Here's my question, though. Why do we have to go ahead and label those as terrible?
Well, I think you say
the current... What's wrong with the gondolas? I like it.
I like the gondolas. No, people don't like the visual.
I'm excited. Going ahead and putting the qualifier terrible at the beginning...
Something that's not...
Can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm not flying on that engine.
Oh, that's cool, man.
We already
had
the little engine that couldn't.
Magic Kingdom terrible transportation. Now, are you referring to the monorail system, which has been, you know, having its technical glitches? It makes me nervous to ride.
What makes you nervous about it? Another wreck?
The doors keep opening.
That's something to be scared of.
Something happened the other day too. What happened? The doors? Oh, they couldn't get the doors closed, so they had like five people. There's a video of them trying to close it and just wouldn't close. One, it opened midway through at Epcot. So they're having some issues with the monorail. It's time for new cars, folks. It's time. It's been since the early 90s. It's time for an upgrade.
De las puertas.
It's time for an upgrade.
That's why they tell you to please stand clear of the doors.
And now they're like putting duct tape on some of the doors. Like it's, guys, come on now.
I feel like that's what you would do if you were employed.
Hang on.
Well, they called me an ass because I don't know if you know this or not, but stand I'm on back. A... WDW podcast, they called me and said, hey, Grease, what do we got to do to keep these doors from shut? Well, have you tried duct tape?
Come on, y'all.
And they said,
Grease fixes the Magic Kingdom.
They put me on hold for a second, came back and said, we got it. We got this.
Did you mean like just the regular old silver kind or like
camo.
Any branded?
Yeah, okay.
Camo.
So Anne-Marie said, for example, she stays at Epcot Resort and then not in the mood to deal with the bus. She'll Uber to the Contemporary, have breakfast or something at the Tabu Lounge at Poly, then hop a monorail. I think that's fine. If you're staying there, got no if you're not parking there, who cares? But even if you are, now there's something. How much is daily parking right now? I'm annual pass holder, so I'm sorry. I sound like an elitist. It's in the 20s, right?
It's in the 20s.
Okay, so.
It's like $5 less than valet.
That's what I'm saying. So an option for this is if you go to any of the monorail resorts, you can valet. I would prefer the Contemporary because you can actually walk from the Contemporary, just walk through the pathway to right to the front gates of the Magic Kingdom. So you park at the Contemporary, pay to park there, you know, use their valet service. Don't just lie and say you're there. Now, if you're there for breakfast, do whatever you want. I don't care. You're spending money there. Not my business. But if you're lying just to park there, that's in the moral gray area of Disney World. I'm not going to be mad at you if you do. But if you want to say, hey, what's the same thing price-wise, you can valet and then take the monorail, any of the monorail resorts, or you can park, I said, the Contemporary and walk. So that's an option, again, if you pay. So Chris said it's $20 flat. It's like $5 more than to valet for the day. And if you valet, you actually can use the valet throughout the day at any other Disney resort with valet.
That's good.
So
that's
if you
good
keep deal. Your receipt, or they actually keep your, they keep your license plate on file. So let's say you then move on to anywhere, to the Poly or to any of the ones.
You just
tell
pay
them.
One time?
You pay one time.
That's pretty good. That's a good
for the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, so that's an option.
Solid.
That's a tip.
Pro tip.
I like that.
All right.
I feel like I would want to valet and get my car as many times in a day as possible just to get the good value.
That was a DVC perk at one point.
But then you got a tip. It wasn't even an annual pass holder perk at one point was free valet parking.
Oh.
Not no more. Now, they still offer it if you have certain passes at Universal. Universal used to have the best annual pass ever. They had one that was like $260 and was like, yeah, unlimited admission, sure. You want 15 bottles of water while you're at it? Sure. You want free valet parking? Okay, how about a night at Halloween Horror Nights? It was incredible. Now they still have that pass like $460. It's a lot more expensive, and you don't get the water. That water
was a big deal.
That water's cool because you give them physical coupons, and you'd be like, hey. And a lot of times you'd be like, we didn't even see these. We didn't even know these existed. These were just a thing of myth. You must be our premier member with the hard card with your picture on it.
Nice.
It was great.
That's cool.
Not anymore. Now, what Universal still does that Disney doesn't do is FlexPay for non-Florida residents, which I don't believe Disney still doesn't do, which is like you can pay $20 a month and go to Universal after the down payment.
I might be going to Universal on our trip like for a day. So I need to talk to you. Definitely not during the Disney podcast.
It's okay.
No, it's okay.
It's not okay, but it's okay.
Right.
You'll get hate mail about it.
I know all these people will get upset.
They won't. There's only 20 people watching.
How could you do this to me?
No, I would appreciate the derailing of the anti-Grease review. So you go ahead and just
talking about the monorail and you fixing it, and now you're appreciating derailing. What's next? What's your agenda, man?
That's a good point.
You got any universal question? That's fine.
Well, it's mostly
just think about it.
I haven't been since they opened Harry Potter the first time.
Is the world round?
About 10 years.
That's a world. That's a universal question.
Mm. I like the Twister ride.
Oh, well, unfortunately.
Is it gone?
It's gone.
You should see this cow. It's going across.
They sold that. They had that cow for sale. So one thing that Universal does that I wish Disney would do.
To sell everything.
Yep. They have a store that's called...
Lumber Liquidator.
Something of Hollywood. Something of Hollywood. Williams of Hollywood Prop Store.
If y'all just missed Will's comment, you missed out.
I missed it.
So they have Williams of Hollywood Prop Store. It's across from what was Terminator. It's in that area. And usually like around kind of where Scooby-Doo hangs out around that corner.
Uh-huh.
And they have a store that's just all of their old garbage
that
they were
going
to throw out, whether it's from the cow in Twister to like, we got these bar signs from Horror Nights that are made out of like paper. They're like $5. Like they sell everything that comes out. This little door from Earthquake, from one of the cars.
That's a good idea.
And some of the things are cool because it's kind of like walking through a museum.
Right.
Yeah.
So there's certain things that the guys who work there tell you, like, that's priced so we don't have to move it.
What would be in the Disney store? Like, would you get like, as monorail doors fall off, you
take one of that. But even I think about, like, they just closed the Great Movie Ride. They just closed Ellen's Energy Adventure. There's so
you
many.
You could get that alien. Made,
yeah. And the thing is, they priced that in an insane place. Like, let's say that's $15,000.
Is that so insane? I've seen people spend more for less.
You gave me the best look when you said that.
No, Will's on fire. Alien.
For real.
This is Alien. You get to say that every time someone walks in your house.
You could get the alien.
Could you also get the person that hijacked your car?
Oh, man.
That's a real person.
I know, but could you take
that's
a bomb?
That's human trafficking.
That's just a 19-year-old who pretending with a bad Italian accent.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what's happening over here?
Oh, hey, it's a program. Stick up, say. I would want to buy the seats for the alien encounter.
The one
you
that, like,
you
tickled you.
Stabbed you in the back of the neck or whatever with the tongue.
No, that's Morocco.
Seat. Yeah. Oh,
Morocco.
What about
Touché. That was good. That was good.
I just realized I've lost the dial on my watch. I think that's a good place to wrap up.
Okay.
Excuse me?
Well,
the
like
bezel
the,
fell
the,
off? How do you know? How do you know it's time to wrap
clock
up?
Clockmaker.
Logan. Mr. Bezel over here. I hope that's under warranty.
The alien.
You could get the alien.
I'll never forget it.
If you were to buy anything out of the Great Movie Ride, what would you want?
Oh, man.
The Munchkins?
Yeah, all of them.
All of them just in your
average?
Yeah,
them. None
I want,
of them
I want
me.
A room of Munchkins.
I heard they were doing BOGOs for the Munchkins, though.
Yeah.
That's what they call my nieces.
They have that at Publix.
BOGO Munchkins?
No, they just call them BOGOs.
Oh, BOGOs, because they're twins.
Yeah, in vitro twins.
I got it.
Okay. Great. Glad we all know that now.
What's wrong with that?
No, they paid.
Buy one, get two.
Explain that to your children who are listening. Have fun.
Go back to this podcast.
Have a great week. The making of me is closed now at Walt Disney World, so now you have Will.
Good reason.
Will's telling you about the... about how the in vitro procedure works.
What would you take from the making of me?
Martin Short's hair.
Y'all, when this airs, what do you think we're doing like right now? We're on the cruise ship. What is
Logan
doing?
I don't think we're on the ship yet.
I think you're getting peeled off.
Well, no,
off the
what
deck.
If we were on the
we're
ship?
We're on the ship. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Normally we do it on Tuesday, though.
Better
we
question.
Release.
Oh, we're in that mustard drill or
when
whatever.
When this airs, what are Terry and I doing?
It is the mustard drill.
Mustard.
No, it's mustard with a D.
There's no D.
There's definitely a D.
You just throw on a D.
There's D's.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I've always called it.
Who is mustard?
What are Terry and I doing right now? I need some direction.
Here's what I'm
going to
say.
Next week.
Mustard drill makes sense because it's like you're wearing a yellow.
Right, Colonel Mustard.
It's
life.
M-U-S-T-E-R.
Who's Mr. Mustard?
It's not me.
Okay. It is Recluse. We had this big talk. This is a wrap. You guys tell us in your tweet us at WDW Today Podcast. How do you say Recluse?
You can't tweet pronunciation like that. You
make your own pronunciation video and send
people
it in.
People don't know all the little
Las Vegas
swoopty doops and gollywaggles.
Gollywaggle. That sounds cool.
And booyahs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Greek speaking my language.
I know what you're talking about. I love a good booyah.
And a gollywaggle and a swoopty doo.
Yeah.
If you want to know what you're missing on the podcast, also go listen to this week's BLT. Or last week's, it's Will, Grease, and I, and Amanda, and Bart, and it is insane.
BL Grease.
We out of cigarettes.
It's one of my favorites.
Because you're on it?
Yeah.
You don't like the show otherwise?
Yeah, no.
It's pretty
Frankie's going through all the condiment kind of drills.
Mayo drill?
That's what he put. Ketchup drill.
Ketchup drill.
Frankie.
Relish drill.
Mayonnaise drill.
I honestly thought it was mustard with a D.
Aioli drill.
I'm going to tell you right now what I'm doing on the cruise ship. I am sauntering over to the casino, and all of the slot machines are turned off, and I'm depressed.
Greens, we put the show out on Tuesday.
They can't turn them on until they're like, you got, I don't know, like 100 miles out.
Is that the dream job for you, to be the guy who gets to turn them all on? Sounds pretty good.
Why'd your face look like that?
You go like some
that?
Silence.
Since I'm not on the pod series, I did go and play.
Did you make a choice not to go?
Yeah,
you
said don't pretend like you got kicked out or something.
Since I'm not going on the pod cruise, I was in the Vegas airport and I put a dollar in the old penny slot machine.
That's your first uh-oh. That's the first uh-oh. You got to go big or go home. Always max bet.
Two pulls, max bet, $40. Walked away.
Oh, snap.
There you go.
Spent
that's
a dollar.
What I told you. You got a max bet.
Came back with 41.27 or whatever. So
not bad, Terry. Not bad.
Yeah. I quit then and said that's as good as it gets.
That is good.
It was in your name, Grease.
It's a good plan.
It was in your honor.
All right. Well, I think this is a good place to wrap up. We'll be on the cruise. Enjoy your week, folks. We'll be back next week with, I'm sure, lots of stories. Hopefully, Grease is back.
Dies.
Yeah.
If not, he is in Bahamian prison.
You can actually gamble on odds in the casino if I'm going to actually make it off the boat alive or not.
Nice.
Alive? I was going to say you're in prison. I didn't know. I mean,
some people don't make it out of prison.
Okay, Jessica's
comment wins the show.
She says it's recluse.
I'm actually recluse. Talking about the recluse.
That sounds like everybody I know from home.
Recluse.
You know, some kind of recluse over there.
That's kind of how I say it.
But you say recluse.
Well, what is it? What is it when you recuse?
What?
To recuse yourself?
Yeah.
I like you.
My wife always tells me I need to
recuse
myself.
We gotta get out of here. I'm too tired for this.
Time to go.
Yo, all right.
That's gonna do it for this week on the podcast.
Grease is starting to use legal terms. I'm out.
Enjoy yourselves, folks. We hope to see you on the cruise next year, and maybe this year if you're with us. And if you're not with us,
me.
That's gonna wrap it up. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm sad I'm not on the pod cruise.
It's your fault.
I know.
I'm the Grease.
And I'm the Sneeze. And we'll see you on the next show.